died, he rolled over and he says to me, am I going to die? And I said, yes, sir. And he said, when? I said, the doctor says real soon. Does that scare you? And he said, yeah. He said, I learned a long time ago when you're afraid to give the fear to God and go about your business. And he looked me dead in the eye and he said, son, I love you. You're one of the finest men I had ever known. Then not long ago, some people in the group, not just one, but three or four, said, you know, Tom, you're the sweetest, kindest, gentlest man we've ever known. When you hug us, you just ooze love. And I said, me? You know? Because I had hated me for so many years that if you told me you loved me, I'd give you 5 or 6 or 10 reasons why you shouldn't. If you told me I've done a good job, I'd give you 3 or 4 reasons why I should have done better. I was my own worst enemy my entire life. I treated me so bad. If anybody else had treated me that way, I would have killed them. My deepest defect of character was my own hate for me, which I projected on you. Think about it. I'm very careful now, because what I can pick out about you that I don't like, if I look very closely, I realize it's here. And it's just my shadow that I see. That's all. I thank God for this problem. I thank God for the grumps that put it together. I thank God for you. I don't even know you. You know, but I do. I may know some of you better than you know yourself. Just like my sponsor knew me better than I knew myself. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You're not a preacher or a guru or a philosopher or anything but drunk. I got a heart full that I'm willing to share at any time to anyone who will listen. I've learned about love in this program. It's funny, in our country, love means a combination of hormones and emotions, you know. You see that stranger across the crowded room, you know, and she say, oh, a spiritual relationship. 6 months later, when the hormones drop, you wake up and look at her and say, who's this bitch? And you know, that's not the kind of love they're talking about in this program. They're talking about spiritual love. And spiritual love means responsible actions toward you based on care, respect, and concern for you and acceptance of you just as you are. It means I'll help you whether I like you or not. I may hate your guts, but I'm going to go out there and help you. The opposite of spiritual love is not hate. It is apathy.